The next 80 years. My friends, no century is ordinary, and such is the case with this one. You have a little bit of work to do. You will be creating a series of books about real education, governing the world, human rights, and a beautiful survey course, half jokingly entitled The Human Manual. Today, computers are everywhere, and they hold a powerful potential, one that can enhance education, the voter, and democracy, one that can simplify bureaucracies and government. Humanity has been greatly enhanced by the experiment of mandatory education and free access to knowledge. But the systems of standardized education have fallen behind on times. We must now use computers to cater to individual students and to remove the need for grades, replacing it with a simple history of self-chosen subjects. This is a great endeavor for which few are ready. As it always happens in human history, this challenge has been pressed upon our shoulders all too soon. It has been accelerated by climate change, Anthropocene extinction, mass incarceration, and needless borders that uselessly divide our human family. This century, a divided humanity is a weak humanity. To face all the challenges and to ready the younger generations to carry on, we must unite. The internet has been ready for years now. What follows is an imperfect outline of much needed works that aim to strengthen humanity and help all the children with all the challenges they are soon to face. Book 1, Real Education. This is a choose-your-own-adventure type experience that is to be published as a paper book and as an audiobook, as a video book, and finally taught in schools as a series of lectures. This is very important, my friends. In 2020, at the time of writing this document, schools were unable to teach students. They would only force them into memorization. The motive was to receive state funding so that all school employees would get paid. Much will be said on this subject, but much of it won't matter, because efficacy of education is not judged by its collective test scores and trends, but rather results, its positive impact on the voter and city, state, and nation government, and above all, the well-being of our planet. Book 2, Governing the World. It is a book about establishing a computer program-managed democracy. It is very much an augmented reality, a mirror of our world where our voices count for more. The program harnesses the wisdom of the educated humanity for city, state, nation, and earth management. It is worth noting that it is to have its beginnings as an interactive fiction game that is collaboratively expanded, much like today's World Encyclopedia. Book 3, Human Rights. It is a volume detailing stories about growing up in the world. It is just essays that highlight what people can do to help the world grow and how to go about it to become triumphant. This book speaks about a path to a united humanity. It is not just about putting an end to the idea of borders, as the European Union so nobly demonstrates, but it is about getting ready to commit all the ideas that result in dividing us to history books and accepting the fact that we are just one family, that we are the wise caretakers of Earth and all of her inhabitants. Human rights must also highlight the problem of inequality that leads to incarceration. People are going to prisons due to lack of education and knowledge, due to stress, poverty, mental disorders and illnesses, some of which are rooted in neurological disorders born from poverty, addiction, and unsafe environments. Prisons must be replaced with schools. Human beings do not belong in cages. Furthermore, the first and foremost purpose of a government is to end poverty, homelessness, hunger, and sickness to the best of our abilities. This means a universal basic income, real money, indistinguishable from a paycheck earned by hard work. People who face poverty, hunger, homelessness, and treatable illness, who feel isolated or excluded, will be unable to study and comprehend these great works of love that this text describes. We are one family. We need their help. We need all of humanity to permanently come together and leave bad ideas behind. Because it is either all of us or none. Book 4, The Human Manual. It is a book of world's most inspirational and beloved essays. It contains the following: cheerful chapters for mighty five-year-olds, inspiring essays for unstoppable 10-year-olds, a loving introduction to the complexity of the world for 15-year-olds, and powerful and moving lessons for teenagers and 20-somethings. Lessons that many 30 and 40-year-olds will lovingly return to. These works are not meant to be set in stone. The doors to new essays, submissions, and repairs will always be open. They are to be translated into all the languages spoken today, in order to encourage global communication and unity. These works are works of the universal human love, of human beings finally coming together to form a single, united family. As a united humanity, we can easily face all the challenges ahead.